Let us begin.
When the laws of Erchin v'Charamim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 7, Law 17. Yesterday we discussed if a person sanctify. No. We did 16. We did not do 17. Believe me, I would know. Okay, maybe you went ahead. So we discussed if somebody sanctified all his nechassim. Guys, we hear you loud and clear on the tape. Okay, if this guy sanctifies his nechassim, and then, the problem being he had divorced his wife prior. Now we're going to discuss a little bit different. We don't know anything about a divorce.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out about it later. Yud Zayin. Hamakdish kol nechassim. A person sanctifies all his possessions. V'acher kach geirish es ishto. Then he divorces his wife. Okay, now so the stuff's already had just before we start, and now v'gavsa ksuvasa, and now she wants to come and collect her ksuva, and where can she collect it from? She has to collect it. She would want to collect from the land that was redeemed. Well, really, there should be no difference. She should still be able to redeem it if the fellow's going to redeem it, right? Belongs to Hektish right now. In other words, he sanctified it, then he divorces his wife, and now we got to redeem this Hektish. So you figure, well, let's just do what we talked about yesterday. The guy will buy for a dollar and the rest. Well, now we have a new problem. The new problem, see, if the guy first divorced his wife before and then is making Hektish, okay. But now that he made it Hektish, and now he's divorcing his wife, we're suspicious of kanunyas. Yes, kanunyas, where people are making shtick to cheat out of Hegdish. Maybe after he made it Hegdish, he said, oh no, that was too much. And the wife got upset. Well, you give everything to Beis Hamikdash? Crazy? He says, well, what could I do now? Okay, we'll do the following. You're going to tell me you're going to divorce me, and you will. Okay, and therefore I can collect some land, and then you'll marry me back, and that way we get our money back.
I think you could divorce.
So therefore,
marry a girl after you divorced her. I thought the same woman.
As long as you don't have relations.
Why can't you?
Cohen.
You kidding me?
Just a Cohen.
But if she has relations.
Okay, we're not going there right now. Let's just stick to the topic. Okay, let's stay on topic. So now, so she would like to be able to collect from the land that's going to be redeemed from Hektish.
Yeah.
All right? So the thing is, because really, Hektish doesn't get much. When the case we had before, they only get $1 for the land. So, okay, if it was a legitimate reason, fine. But here, it could be made up, and it's suspicious looking. So therefore, what do we do? So, Eina Gova, number one, she can't collect. Ad she adirenu hano. Until the husband makes a vow right now. You said you divorced her? Good. So you make a vow, this woman can never have hano from you again. Okay, so that will take care of any of those issues of trickery. Kashema kanunyas alagish. Maybe they're making this shtick to make Hektish lose out, as we said that they would now get the land, and then he'd remarry her. But if he says he can't have any hanoah from me, that takes care of that problem. Okay, now you could say, wait a minute, don't we have a migu? There's a migul, like, trust me, because I could have done something altogether different. I could have gone to a chacham, and I could have revoked my hektish. So if I wanted to be a cheater, I could do better. Well, the answer is, you only say migul when it's a very easy to do migul. And you guys are probably under the impression, you just go to any chacham, and it gets poofed. You think they go, wait, it doesn't happen that easy. Ve'inu'imrim, we don't say the migul, ilu ras, if he wanted, hayomer, he'd say, B'tos hikdash, I made a mistake by making a hektish. V'yishal hektish, he'll go to a chacham, and he'll revoke the vow. So say, believe me that this is true, and I just decided honestly to divorce her. There's no shtick, because I wanted to do shtick, I could just revoke it to a kohen. So this migul we don't say, l'chacham, why? V'yachsaro, and he can get it back. Rambam doesn't say why, but the commentaries do say, because a migul is if you believe me, I said this because I could have said that, right? It was all in your hands. here, believe me that I divorced, really divorcing her, because I could go to a chacham, and I could not. Well, that involves a lot of work. What if you don't find a chacham easily? Or maybe the chacham may not agree. It's not an automatic. If it's, trust me that I'm saying this, because if I'm want to lie, I could have lied this. Well, that's in my back pocket to do. So trust me that I'm really divorcing my wife, because I'm trying to trick you guys. I could go, yeah, you could go to a chacham, but it's not in your power, A, that it's going to get revoked. What if the chacham says, nothing doing? It's not revoked. Or let's say he has trouble finding a chacham, whatever. So therefore, we don't allow this migu. Therefore, but she could still go, but she's got to make an oath. And that's a serious oath. If she's lying, that's a terrible thing. We figure the oath would be enough to make sure that they would be honest about things.
I got a quick question. If the woman doesn't agree to this, and it's her land, okay?
It's not her land. Sorry, Yudches. V'chein einemen lomar acher shehigdish. Similarly, another situation. What if after he sanctified all his property, he's not believed to whip out all of a sudden, mana laploni chovalai. Oh, by the way, I owe somebody $100. And he has a lien on the land. O kliza shalploni. Or he just turns and says, that vessel, that belongs to somebody else. After he made it hekdish. Again, Shema Yasa Kenunya la Hekdish. Similarly, there could be a Kenunya done against Hekdish in that way. Doesn't have to only do it with his wife, he could do it with anybody. The guy laying in Hekdish says, oh my goodness, what did I do that for? I was really foolish. Well, okay, you come and you'll tell me that I owe you thousands of dollars, and now we're going to have to redeem all this land, and I only have to give them a dollar and you get the $1,000, and we'll take care of that. So you're not believed to do this. And therefore, more than this, v'afilo hayashtar biyad balchov. Even if there was a shtar, let's say the guy had a document. Well, it's kind of funny that you're whipping this document out after we made it hektish. Ein gova al pisa, he cannot collect on that without an oath. He'll also have to make a similar type of oath that he makes an oath, a vow, that the man who made hektish says, this man will have no benefit from me, or I'll have no benefit from him. Whenever they have to make that vow. And therefore, once you do that, then elokiderach shagovim kol balechovas, and we have to do it the way we did it before when there are any loans, after the vow has been made.
That's a bit easier than a spouse. You want benefits. They want to be married. This is just some guy.
Okay, but we're saying you still have to make this vow that, we can't benefit from each other. Right. So therefore, they can't do any kenunias over here. Okay, now, because on the other hand, it could be it's legitimate.
Right.
So we can't make it totally no way to collect it. So we say we want it to be the regular way, but you go make a go swear about it, and that already should be enough of a.
Forcing someone to swear, people don't want to swear.
That's right, but you got to do something to know that there's no shtick going on. Now the Rambam now qualifies this statement, and Bamedrim, when do we say we don't believe the fellow to say that I owe somebody money? We don't believe him before if the guy is healthy. If the guy's healthy and everything's normal, we say everything we say. Aval choyla, let's say the guy's sick. And as he's sick, shehikdish kol nechasav. He already is makdish. As he's sick, all is wealth. Why should I take it with me? Let me give it to the base. He's going to die. The omer b'shah shehikdish, and then after he made it hegdish, and not toch kedei dibor, but let's say half an hour later, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now he pulls out mana laploni. I owe somebody $100. Oh. Then Neman. Then he's believed no oaths are necessary. Why? Shein adam osa arma ala hektish b'shash mitasa v'chod arma. No one's going to try to trick Hegdish a little bit before he dies. Before you die, you're really not going to do shtick, especially v'chod arachem, and it's for someone else's benefit. It's not for your benefit. If the guy's healthy, planning on living another 50 years, then we can suspect the guy's going to make shtick. So therefore, you got to make an oath. But if he's on the deathbed and he's giving him the base of mish, and then a little bit afterwards, where it's already too, you can't fix it as it was not tochedei dibor. He says, by the way, I owe him some money. We don't assume he's going to lie right before he dies just so someone else can get the money. That's like very far stretch. Shayuholech lameus, he's going to die. All right? Lafikach, therefore, im amar. But on the other hand, if he just says, tenu oso lo, therefore, when he's sick, and he just says, give it to him, you know, give it to him, because really it's coming to him. Give the creditor his due, and he's deathly sick. Then no tablishlo. Then the guy can get it without an oath. We assume everything's on the up and up. And if there has to be a pidyon, it's done in the regular way we said before with the dollar and everything else. But vimlo omer tenu. What if he doesn't say give it to him? Well, now, if he doesn't say give it to him, and he just claims he has a debt, but he doesn't say give it to him, so then he knows unless he has a valid document that's been, what do you call it, proven that it's with the right witnesses. Then Hareza notal minik hegdish. Then he could take it from hegdish minyatzavah because of this last ethical will as it is. However, what if he immediately after he makes it hegdish, he's still dealing with hegdish, if right after he makes it hegdish, Omar Tanu, he says, give it to him. Ain shomen lo. We don't listen to him because now it's not his anymore. It belongs to Hegdish. Alarei kushar balechovus is like any other creditor, and therefore we have to treat him like a regular creditor. Im niskayim shtaro. If he, in other words, it's too late. It's too late to do this. And therefore, if he can validate his shtar, Nishbi makes an oath that he's not cheating, and then Vigova mina poden, he collects from those who redeemed it, or who, as a redeemer, velo mina hektish, and not from hektish, because that's already way too late. Okay, Chaf, final halach in this chapter. And there's just, it has nothing to do with what we learned before. Misha Yaslav called, let's say rumors are going out. Okay, not, it wasn't established in a bez, then we haven't checked, but it's a rumor, it's a strong rumor, people buzzing about it. That what? Shehifker's nechaz. Everybody say, you know, he was makdish all his stuff. Gave everything to the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, he disham, or he sanctified them for the Berech Abayis. Oh, Echrim, or gave him to Kohanim. Everybody's talking about it. Right? Well, guess what? But the guy says, and therefore, and he's got it here and said, well, you know, you can't use this stuff. You gave, made it hektish. Everybody knows about it. Too bad. Enchosh, we're not concerned about the Ach Dershom Rai until they bring a proof. In other words, just the fact that there's a rumors, that's not enough to make it usher to him. You might say, well, it's a Suffolk Hektish, you can't do it. No, if you don't have any to back it up, it doesn't. It's not so. Okay, moving on to the eighth and final chapter. We may finish before week's end. I don't know.
So we'll have to reschedule to see him.
We'll see. Aleph. Now, a general halacha here. B'chamisha sar ba'ador, on the 15th of Ador, Beis Din Niftin, the Sanhedrin, turns their attention to certain fiscal issues. They're usually busy rendering piskei halacha. We're talking about the Sanhedrin now. They have to worry about maintenance and finances. So l'chapes to search v'livdok atzurch and see, but they got to check what are the communal needs over here. Val yinei hegdoshes, and specifically regarding the items of hegdish. Let's say a man made his house hegdish or other possessions hegdish, and now we need to get them redeemed. In other words, we got to get the cash flow going, because remember, Nisan starts the new fiscal year, first of Nisan. We need lots of money for lots of korbanos, and therefore we cannot leave unattended business. So the 15th of Adar is like that cutoff date. Let's really focus on these things. Ubotkin aleim, and you check these things out. Vidorshim, and they seek out v'chokrim, and they investigate upotin asagdeches v'chromim, and they cause redemption of things that are hegdish or charamim. V'govin asarchim v'sadomi, they collect any evaluations or any monetary pledges of hegdish. Mikolachav, anybody who's obliged. I mean, they're probably keeping a record, and it's adding up, and it's coming. You got dormant accounts over here, whatever. So we've got to start collecting. We got too much stuff lying around. We got to clean out the treasury house, and we got to turn it into cash. Mikol achayvim, for everybody who's obliged to them, kidei shiyah kol amasi lita and shumas hashkolim, so that everyone, as they're giving, you have to change the text a little bit over here. The regular text doesn't fit in so well. As they're all giving their machzis hashekels also, so already in collection mode, so as we're collecting the machzis hashekel, we want any other gifts to the Beis HaMikdash Beit HaKabayis to be collected at the same time. Lechazek is base alokeinu, to strengthen the house of our Lord. Okay, now the next few halachas are very straightforward. The next three halachas, how many people must be involved in the evaluation of the things that we want to redeem? Straight halachas, very easy. Beis. Ain potens hekdeshes. We don't redeem things that are hekdesh. Elo b'shlosh begin. You have to have three experts in evaluating. It's not to be talmidei chachamim here. Three businessmen who know how to evaluate things. V'chein kishegovin metaltalim shemamashim mechayv archim. Or if we have to take somebody's land away, who was who appropriated the land of someone who gave the erech of his body or his house or whatever, and he has to give money. He's always got money, so we're going to appropriate his properties. We have to evaluate the properties. Shamanos over shows. You have to evaluate it with three people as well. Ukishamarichim behema, or if you have to evaluate an animal, ukiyaser. Similarly, mishamatamli any movable objects. Same thing. Shamanos over shlosha. You also check it out with three. This is all so far. It's all metaltalin, movable objects. Avol kishamarichim esakarkos. When you evaluate land. Or if we have to collect land in lieu of the person having to give his erech, you can only evaluate it with 10 people now, 10 experts. One has to be a kohen. How do we know this? Very simple. Sherei kohen kozmer, it says it in the Torah. It says it straight out. And a kohen is one of them. If you know how to look at the psukim properly, it explains how it's all from psukim.
Is it the average? Is that what it is?
Well, how they do, that's a whole different story. But you'd have to have 10 people to be able to come up with what it is.
Because kohen don't usually have land.
Well, the pasuk, they don't have lands, but they still have to be part of the evaluation. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says it has to be there. Okay, now. Similar person says, Domeolai, my monetary worth, not the spiritual, my monetary worth, or Domei Plonilar, someone else's monetary worth, or Domei Yodi, the worth of my hand, or Raglialar, my foot. If we have to evaluate what that's worth, or his leg, or all these things, again, Shaman Basara, you have to evaluate with 10. The Echman coin, one of them is a coin, so now you're evaluating the person, like a man who sold, a servant who sold on the market. These are the exceptions to regular metaltalin. Okay, moving on. Now, now we get to the bidding over here. Bidding gets very interesting. This is not what you're used to with Simchas Torah bidding. Okay, so it's a very interesting bidding process. Gimel and Dalet go together in the bidding over here. Kishabodim Hakdesh is miyad hekdesh. When they're about to redeem the money from Hekdesh, Bain Shokar Kokos, O Metal, doesn't matter if you're redeeming land or redeeming movable objects. Machrizin Alayim, you make announcements, Bifne Kolaboyin Liftos, for everybody who wants to redeem it, as opposed to other types of things, like when you appropriate things or that, you don't make announcements, as was learned in earlier chapters. And now the bidding begins. Echad Omar, one guy says, Hareheim Shaliba Eser Slim. Okay, it's going to be mine for 10 slime. I'm willing to pay 10 slime for this. Another guy says, nope, Be'estrim, I bid 20. V'yamar, now these bids are serious bids. This is no monkey bids. This is not no bidding a guy up like on Simchas Torah. That means you're saying, I'm willing to pay 10 for that. It is really a neder, as it is. It's not just I'm a bid. It says, I will pay $10 for this. If I'm the winner, I'm gonna pay.
Someone bid someone up. Don't they have to pay if they...
No
one else.
There's no monkey business in real
life. You'll see in a minute. But you can't back out of this. We'll see.
I didn't think anyone could back out of
it. Well, if you go to an auction, you can't get out of it.
Okay, square. And what if the guy does? I've got no money. Sorry, sue me.
You have to prepay for a lot of these things.
Well, okay. We're not prepaying here. Anyway, so the point is going to be, even though you may have been outbid, here's the point. If you're outbid, you're still on the hook. Which I'm sure is not in any of these other things. You'll see in a minute. Anyway, another guy says, another guy's up to 30. Bid up to 30. Another guy says, Barboy, he says, I'm up to 40. Another guy says, Bechamishim, 50. Okay, so if he's the last bid, he gets it for 50. But what happens? Okay, you got it, 50. I'm backing out of the deal. I don't have them. Whatever. He backed it out of the deal. Well, it's not so simple. So Chazer Bo Shel Chamishim Livado, if the guy with the 50 backed out of it, it's interesting what we do with him. Even though it was just a verbal agreement, but whenever you say something verbally, really it's something, it's like you're giving to the Beis Hamikdash, right? So you have to have some responsibility. You'll see in a minute what it is. Now, it's interesting. We do not demand him to pay the 50. We do not demand to pay the 50. But we do demand to pay what he bid at over 40. So therefore, so Mamashkinim and Chasa, we now take a collateral from his property, Esser, worth 10.
And he gets nothing for it.
Because the other guy was willing to buy it for 40. That's right. That's right. Doesn't get anything. See, the other guy before was willing to buy it for 40. Yeah. So what did you dress a cup with? You don't want it. Well, you know what? You bid it up 10. So therefore, you got to pay the 10 because that you gave your word. 10 we're taking. If you don't have the money, we're going to collateralize something. Now I go back to the next guy. Well, you were willing to buy 40. You meant it, right? Guess what? You're getting it now for 40. Now we go to the guy, he gets for the 40, he redeems it. He's happy to pay the 40 because he bid the 40. This is the whole point. Don't play the game of bidding guys up and hoping you lose. You know, because it's not going to be that way. You know what? If you bid, you meant it. If you meant it, that means you were willing to pay the 40, and that's almost like a netter. And therefore, the guy outbid me. Yeah, but guess what? He didn't mean it. So now we go back to you. So now I pays 40. Vinimsa hektish, notel chamishim. Hektish ends up getting 50, as it's supposed to get. Eser means that. 10 from the last guy. For what means that? And 40 from this guy. Now let's just roll the dominoes a little further. Chazer b'achem. So now we go to the guy at the 40. See, you're lucky at 40. I really don't want it either. All right? So what do we do now? Continue the domino. We took 10 already from the 50 guy. Now we're going to take 10 from the 40 guy. Who's the winner now? Labala Shul, the guy who said 30.
What if the 30 guy was the 50 guy?
He's not the 50 guy. He's the 30 guy.
That's usually what happens.
No, we're not talking about that. We're saying what people are willing to pay. Yeah. Ram's not getting into that, I guess. These are different guys, all right? I don't know what to say. Because he's no longer the 30 guy. He's the 50 guy. There is no 30 guy. Then you go down to a 20, whatever the other bid was. At the end of the day, the 30 guy became a 50 guy. He's 50. That's it. Okay. That's supplanted the 30. So now really it's just 10, 20, 40, 50.
That's a different thing.
So that right, he becomes the highest bid. So there's a break in the action. V'chein Arisha until the first. Okay, now what if Chazer Barisha and Shenasan Eser? What about the first? We go all the way to the all. They all said no. Right. So interesting. If they all said no.
Wait, including the first one?
That's what it says. Shenasan Eser. All five did this. Interesting way they're going to say this. Machrizin ala hektish pamsh. We do a new bid. A new bidding? Umochrin aso. We sell it. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't say everybody should pay. Well, because nobody wants it. There's nobody at the end who really wants it. So nobody wants it. That's it. So now, hold on. So the imnifta bepachas miyaser. So let's say now it gets redeemed only for like 7. Nifroin mishal bala eser es hamoser. I think this is what's going on over here. You collect from this 10 guy the rest. In other words, like this: if 50, the guy 50 has to pay 10. The guy 40 has to pay 10. 30 has to pay. 20 has to pay. Problem is, the guy 10 isn't taking it, so nobody's really buying, wants it. So we redo it for whatever we're going to get for it. Okay, so obviously we're not going to get 50, 40, 30, 20 because all people who put those bids in didn't really
right.
want it.
But why did we have to
so now, let's say you got nobody gets 7. Right. So now we already got 10, 10, 10, 10. So the guy with the first 10 pays 3, right. And the new guy pays 7. That's how we get to the 50. Okay. Now, this is all, wait a minute, Dalit, but Medrin, when do we say all this? Where each one backed out one after the other, and it just evolved to the next one.
Yeah.
Number 50 backed out. Okay, we go to you, Mr. 40. Yeah. And then everyone has to make up that which was the addition that he popped up over here. However, what if it's like this? What if all the bidders in one fell swoop say, you know what? We're all out. It's not where it went. Okay, it looks like 30's going to win, and they all of a sudden say, you know what, we're all out. We all see what's going on over here. Instead of going 30, 20, 10, we're all out. Now what happens is they collectively have to join in and make up the difference in between them, and it, but not as only going to be 10, 10, 10. Could be the bidding went differently, as you'll see in a minute. So, they divide up equally, because all of them have been involved in this thing, and they all at the same time backed out, so they are all responsible for what the highest price led to. Kate said, for example, Omar Harishon, the first guy said, Harehu Shali Basser, I'm bidding 10. V'omer Hashem, second guy's best, second guy 20. V'omer Shlishi, third guy says, Barbo Resting 24. 10, 10, 24. Okay? Now, if it would have been one after the other, well, the first guy's out 4. Second guy's out 10. Third guy is out whatever the new bidding would be, the difference. But here, but no, let's say now at the same time, V'chazva Shlishi V'Hasheni Ke'echar, the third and the second guy backed out together. But not the first guy. So now, between the third and second guy, how much was the price boosted? 14. 10 and 4. Morty, are we learning at home or here tomorrow? Home? Okay. So together it's 14. So what happens? No sinoso larishim beser. The first guy gets it for 10, because he was willing to pay 10. Umamashkin, and we're going to collateralize against the other guys. Minichse hasheni, from the second guy, Bisheva, 7. The third guy, 7. Because together, 10 plus 4, they increased it to 14. They backed out at the same time. They have the same responsibility. V'nimtza hekdesh gova arbo investim. Hekdesh gets 24 at the end. Well, let's say all three backed out at the same time. 10 plus 10 plus 4 is 24. Divided by 3 is 8. V'nimkar hekdesh b'shalosh. Oh, wait. We can't do that yet. And so all three backed out. So we had to do a new bidding. And the new bidder gave us 3. Okay, so how much did we lose? We lost 21 from them, right? We collateralized from each one of them. Sheva sloim, 7 selas. And that's how we do it on a permanent basis.
They all back out at the same time. The third guy only raised it by 4 anyways. So why shouldn't he only be returning?
Because it's not falling back to another guy who wants to buy it, or even with the chance to buy it. They both backed out together. So together, their combined increase is dissolved immediately. It's not the guy, first guy just backs out. Well, my 4, I added 4, I'm out. Okay, so now we go to the next. But if together they're doing it, together they're backing out, that means it's jumps from 24, it jumps from 24 to 10. It jumped together, you guys made it go from 24 to 10, and now you've got to split the thing together because it's jointly going down in value.
I don't see why it's jointly. They raised it separately, so they should be responsible for what they each raised it. What do they back up together or not so long? As long as
he says they're partners in the loss. They're partners in the loss. And if you're partners in the loss, you're joining together in the loss.
So, partners in the game.
Okay, well, they say you go with the loss.
Also, as a practical matter,
that's what they say. They're partners in the loss. You, together, you're causing a loss
of 14.
So if you're the second guy, well, the first guy's being clever.
Just because you're doing it together at the end versus individually at the end.
Okay, I don't know.
So,
that's what they say.
When you
I'm
go
sorry.
To an auction, normally, you bring a certain amount of money.